T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. This jumped out at Dan and I. Don't believe the polls. Trump is winning. Oh, yeah. This at The Hill the other day. Our guest, Jonathan Jakubowski, and his colleague has a connection to Gallup. He is a Republican Party leader in Wood County in Ohio, which is one of those bellwethers. And there were at least two factoids in here that jumped out at me as far as where we are, particularly here in Pennsylvania. Jonathan joins. He's also the author of a book we're going to talk with him about here in a second in Philadelphia. Hey, Jonathan, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Dom, so thankful for the invite. Glad to be with you this morning.
Well, a brilliant book. I got about halfway through it last night on millennials, and all hope is not lost for the Republican Party and the reasons why. We'll get to that in a moment. But we've had Robert Kahaly on several times. I filled in on a national show with him a couple times on. And we know a little bit about the Trafalgar Group, which you talk about here. But you guys found something in this 56% of respondents with Gallup report they're better off than they were 4 years ago. All right, so that counts toward Trump in a major way. But let's go through what you wrote in The Hill with your colleague, Jonathan, about some of the inner parts of that in the swing states. If you could break it down for listeners, what's in there that's pretty telling toward Trump?
Yeah, what's important to note is people generally vote how they feel. And when they respond to surveys, they're going to be much more honest when they talk about how they're feeling rather than who they're voting for. We live in cancel culture. We live in an age where people will berate you, dox you, harm you. There was a poll that was, or not a poll, a research that was recently done by, I think, the Cato Institute that talked about 66% of Americans being reserved in stating their answers honestly about politics because of the concerns of culture. So when Gallup went out and asked people how they're feeling, what we saw was pretty revealing. And that is that 56% of respondents are better today than they were 4 years ago. And then when you tie the correlation, you look at the corollary data through Gallup, what you see is when there's an increase in well-being in certain states, there's a decrease in polling for Joe Biden. So there's negative correlation. And that negative correlation is incredibly telling. And when you have polling that's going on like it is with these, as you mentioned, Robert Kahaly, the work he's done to find that hidden Trump voter, we find that to be incredibly optimistic for the Trump campaign.
Well, right. I like what you said there, because even Kahaly didn't say that. He did take, as you mentioned, this social desirability type of stuff. We drilled down on that. You know, that's why he doesn't want to have the identity of the people he's polling. So none of that factors in. But you broke the code here, too. If you ask a survey question without saying it cuts to anybody here, it's the classic question, better off than you were 4 years ago, you get a more honest answer, I think. And it doesn't go well for Biden in that. 56% in the middle of this pandemic is unbelievable.
It's incredible. And I think we're going to find, I think, GDP numbers north of 30%. I mean, that's a record in history.
Well, we have 33.1. It's just come down. 33.1. Yeah.
33.1%. I mean, that's incredible. That's a V-shaped recovery. And that's, you know, it's directly attributable to the policies of this president and the work that he's been doing. And people are seeing that. They're feeling that. And that's why the responses of polling, there's a poll out that I think the Washington Post that showed Wisconsin up 17 points for Biden. That's absolutely ridiculous. There's no way that that's even close to reality, especially when people are doing as well as they are today.
Now, I'm in a camp that thinks, though, that poll is wildly out of play, but I don't see Wisconsin. I think that's a heavy list. I think this comes down, this election, given that the president looks like he's pulling away in Florida, to Pennsylvania and Michigan. And I know Pennsylvania, how close I think it's going to be. Michigan stuns me that Trump might do well there. That should be more fertile ground for them. Is it Whitmer in Michigan? You're in Ohio, and they're locked down. Jonathan, is that what's doing? What is it in Michigan where Trafalgar and some others have President Trump ahead?
Yeah, there's certainly a number of reasons, but I definitely think the governor and her lack of popularity. I was just driving through the state to present at Hillsdale last week, and you see all these signs about how much they despise their governor, and you just see all sorts of Trump signs out in Trump country. So there's absolutely an effect related to the governor. There's also a recognition of you know, success and prosperity under the president. So those dual factors plus an incredible Senate candidate. Now, John James is a pretty amazing individual. Mm-hmm. And when you see his popularity and his rise, I actually think he helps the top of the ticket, which isn't always common, but he's such a great candidate. You'll see him help rise Trump's, I think, score on the ballot box.
Now, let's talk about your book, too, which really takes the opposite point of view. The book, Bellwater Blues, A Conservative Awakening of the Millennial Soul. And this is kind of those that say, if Trump loses, it's over for Republicans. Even if he wins, there's not another Trump coming up. And, you know, I kind of think, what are they going to do after Trump? Are they going to follow what he has blazed the path here? But you say millennials are moving toward the Republican Party somewhat. Why?
Yeah, what I noted in the data through empirical evidence is that the left has gone so far radically left of center. This is research done by the Pew Research Institute, so, you know, a non-political entity. And as that's happened, there's many millennials in really mainland America, places like Pennsylvania, where you're at, Dom, or Ohio, where I'm at, who think very differently from the millennials on the coast, California, Washington, you know, all those places. So these millennials kind of feel alienated by that and isolated, even though they've grown up their entire lives. And I'm a millennial, so I can speak to this as well. With, you know, education being biased to the left, I think more now than ever. But when I was growing up, still there was a bias there. Mainstream media having a bias. You know, all of these things exist. But when you see how far they've gone, even in the last 10 years, that lurch has alienated these millennials who are now growing up. Millennials are aged between 24 and 39 years of age. We're having families. We're taking on jobs. There's responsibility that comes into play, and that helps with this process of maturation. But, Dom, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily embracing Republicans or conservatives. They're in the middle. They're skeptical. They're frustrated.
Okay.
They're disillusioned with politics. That's why I call it bellwether blues. Bellwether being kind of that term that we use every four mm-hmm. years for those states that kind of indicate where everyone else is going. So they have the blues, and it's the job of conservatives and Republicans to become more persuasive in communicating why the policies and the principles of those policies will impact their lives positively.
Well, I somewhat, you know, there's a downside to this. And again, this hinges on if he wins or doesn't win. It's already being debated. The upside of Trump, I think, though, one of the biggest is the non-political of some of this stuff. He's going to do what works, how entertaining it is, these rallies, and that is bringing out the non-voter who was apolitical, or here in Pennsylvania, Jonathan, a lot of them were like moderate Democrat because they grew up in that, but they despise the National Democrat Party today, but they still didn't vote. Even the last time, a lot of them almost voted, but this time the Trump people have a much more buttoned-up campaign in Pennsylvania, and I think they're going to turn those people out.
You're absolutely right, Dom. I agree with you. Most elections, it's usually turnout is more beneficial, or higher turnout is more beneficial for the Democrats. It's different this year. 2020, the turnout numbers are going to favor Donald Trump and the Republicans. He is a non-political entity as they see him. They see him as something outside of the traditional system. And since 71% of millennials, according to a survey that was done several years ago, would prefer a third party, he's the closest thing they see to a third party. And I think you see all the registration. And you mentioned the ground game. I mean, the Trump campaign has done an incredible job. They've set records. They made 156 million voter contacts this cycle.
Wow.
That beats the Obama high watermark in 2012. They have 2,000 staffers on the ground in battleground states, training over 2.5 million volunteers with over 171,000 volunteer voter registrations. It's the largest ground game in political history. And you better believe that that's going to make an impact in voter persuasions, especially when the Biden operation isn't even close to that. They haven't done this work. So when you have face-to-face voter contact, it's going to impact people's lives. First of all, it gives you better data, right? When you go to someone's door and you talk to them and you have a face-to-face conversation, they're much less likely to say something different to you than they would to a pollster who's calling them on the phone or via text. So your data is much more pure, and your data modeling, which, again, you mentioned Florida, you mentioned Ohio, there's a lot of optimism within the Trump campaign, the RNC, because of what they know about the data, number one. But number two, it allows you to have some element of persuasion and conversation to communicate principles, and that makes a big difference, and I think it will make a big difference in this election.
This is a really, really good piece. I think it's factual. I think it doesn't just, you know, hope that this is a way to winning. And the stuff you said this morning reinforces that. Where is Bellwether Blues available?
Well, it's available wherever books are sold, certainly on Amazon. You can find it. There's an audio book as well. And then I think Books a Million, Barnes & Noble. We also have a website. We're kind of launching videos of ladies who are communicating why they're choosing President Trump in this series on the website bellwetherbluesbook.com or the YouTube channel. So there's a few places to find the book and all of the content surrounding it.
Jonathan, good luck in Ohio. We hope to call that early on election night. You know, I think that's a bellwether for President Trump. But thank you so much. We'd like to have you back in the near future. Thanks for joining us.
Would love to be back on, Dom. I really appreciate the invite. Wishing you the best.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.